incredibly sexy people. It's December 26th, the day after Christmas, and we're starting our rev up for 2014. The show today will be a replay of a show that I like very much, that a lot of you probably haven't heard, or certainly haven't heard in a very long time. So I hope you'll stay with us, enjoy it. I hope you had amazing, incredible holidays and celebrated yourself throughout them all. Know that 2014 promises to be an incredibly new, free, joyous, easier, more abundant year. Yippee, woohoo, and hoo-ha. And we have created it that way through our focus and our love and our desire. So I will talk to you, love you, throughout the rest of this year and into the next. Mark your calendars for January 22nd, because I've got an awesome webinar coming up just for you. Until then, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. Enjoy the following program. If you've heard it, you aren't hearing it with the ears that you're hearing it with now. And I'll see you soon.
Good morning. Welcome to Creating the Life That You Want. This is Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you're ready to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be an enlightening experience. Now, here's your host, Dee Wallace.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent people that I love who are also very, very sexy. Well, OMG, I'm flying. I am flying from the teleseminar last night on forgiveness. I don't think I have ever experienced a shift so huge as what we all created on this teleseminar last night. I can tell you that, there's no way I can tell you what happened in the 2 hours, but I can tell you that the biggest piece of information is that forgiveness is an old idea. I know that's a huge revolutionary statement. And what we all brought in through the channel was, you see, if we just choose to be love and live in love and to keep our hearts in love, there is no reason for forgiveness because there is no judgment. And there is no past stories, right, that we are bringing along with us. It is simply, I choose to live in my heart with love. And so it is. But if you want to experience shift after shift after shift after shift energetically, and truly, you know, we've been claiming and saying I am divine love for a long time. We became it last night on this forgiveness teleseminar. And it will be available today as soon as we post it. It's a big $20, guys. She says humbly, cannot recommend it enough. So we are continuing today on commitment. And these are the things that I was asked to bring into you, and then we are going to go right to the calls. I commit to be the balance of masculine, feminine, and child energy. It's back up big time. I cannot underscore and stress how important this is to hold yourself, direct yourself to be the balance of masculine, feminine, and child. Within joy, within balance, within every subject of your life, within the love that you are, I am the balance of masculine, feminine, and child. And, of course, you all know that you are responsible. You can hear the words, but you're responsible to actually
claim that, hold the intention, and make the shift yourself. I am committed to love. I am committed to be love, to experience love in every way. I am committed to joy. I am committed to unity. And let me tell you, the first part of this, how it came in, was that I am committed to the fantasy of unity. By the time the show ended, we were committed to the creation, the experience, the knowing, and the living in the unity of oneness. So you can see in 2 short hours the amazing shift that we made there. And finally, I want to invite you all to claim I am knowing, which is higher and more specific than I know, that literally our vibration and our energy itself is created as knowing. So we claim that, and so it is. I don't have anybody to go to yet on my screen, so I'm going to talk for a few minutes while Justin types up whomever is on here for me. I want to remind you, started to remind you about the forgiveness teleseminar, but I guess that's a mute point now, just reminding you how powerful it was. And want to remind you, too, about this amazing workshop that Amara and I are doing. Yes, indeed, we do still have a little bit of space. And, guys, we are streaming it. We are streaming it live if you want to participate from home. That's going to start Friday evening the 10th and go through the 11th and 12th. It's here at my beautiful home in sunny Southern California. And then I'm going to be the weekend before that in Fort Lauderdale. I know Danushka called in last night. She's going to be with us at Candy G's. I'm sorry, the couples workshop is the 17th, 18th, and 19th, and I'm going to be with Candy G on the 11th in Fort Lauderdale. If you want to fly down and get some sun, or if you're around there, please, please come and join us. And I'm also going to be at Spirit Works sometime soon. I believe it's the 22nd that I'll be speaking at Spirit Works, but we're not going to be putting it on camera this time. All right. So my good buddy Justin's got him up, and we're going to Tina in Canada. Hi, sweetheart. You're on the air.
Hello, sweetie pie.
Hello, sweetie pie. How you doing?
I am well. I have two focuses, and they have to do with my relationship, and both of us have the same thing in our bodies, but mine's on the right and hers is on the left, and the other area is career, and I believe they both have to do with power.
Yeah, you're right. But if you extend that a little bit further, it's actually the power of love. Now, it's interesting because one of you has it on the right side, which is a masculine. One of you has it on the left side, which is feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're going because both of you want to, you see, right in alignment with the very first thing I said, both of you want to bring in each of your individual selves in the balance of masculine, feminine, and child energy. So what's happening is she's bringing to your attention the balance of the feminine. You're bringing to her attention the balance of the masculine. And it's the creation of the relationship that will become more powerful when this happens. That's the highest understanding of what's going on. So speak to me a minute. Does that resonate with you?
That's what I was wondering if it were happening, so that just confirms it.
Okay, well then I want you to realize that your channel, it wasn't you wondering about it. Your channel was already giving you information that, look here, this is what it's about. So accept your power of the channel that you are, you know. Start trusting yourself, Tina. Because that's the basis of all of my work. is that, remember when I dropped to my knees, I said, I want a way we can heal ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And we're not going to be able to heal ourselves if we don't move into trusting ourselves and trusting that that voice that we are hearing is the God voice that is being delivered to us because we have asked. So it is us, and it is God coming through us as us, or Atman, or Buddha, or the one energy, or whatever term you want to put on it. For me, it's God. And knowing that we're it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So
yeah, go ahead.
So, and in my career, it's the same thing. It's, I'm sabotaging my power because, for a million reasons. Sabotaging the power of love, of being in love for, in the career that I'm transitioning into. So it's the same thing. It's not wanting to express the power, so I sabotage that. It's something to do with, like you were saying, when you were meeting Robert De Niro, and so
uh-huh.
you sabotage your or you're not wanting to be in your power because you see powerful people as not recognizing you. Is it the same with
well,
you?
And I there was a subconscious thing in there that said powerful people sabotage me. Powerful people aren't in integrity. Powerful people aren't whatever the hell we got when we were growing up about powerful people that we, you know, put together from society and from our parents who weren't powerful, and so they were in judgment of powerful people, and it just keeps going from there.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're all asking ourselves to be a powerful person. So all those things have to come forward for us to look at and go, okay, this doesn't match. Right?
Uh-huh.
And what that has to do with masculine, feminine, and child is the other person, we're talking about your partner, Tina?
Yes.
Okay. Are they more powerful as far as taking their energy out into the world?
Perhaps in the dynamics of a relationship, it's been 7 years. So in the beginning, I sought approval. I said what I thought I should say and be what I thought I should be. And now we're in the second stage of it where I'm speaking my truth and living my truth, and it creates friction. And so, but we're dealing with that. We're learning how to be with that. But I think the physical things in our body, the physical thing in our body is that process of the masculine, feminine.
Oh, absolutely. Time. Absolutely. And it is part of what they call the healing crisis, which I invite everybody to let go of the belief that we have to create a crisis in our body in order to get the messages.
Mm.
You know? So that we are choosing to know that we become stronger and healthier and feel greater as we ascend and deal with the issues that we need to, claim love around, basically. How that looks when we're in balance of masculine, feminine, and child, okay, is the feminine is the nurturing part. And, of course, when you speak up for yourself, you are nurturing yourself, right?
Uh-huh.
So you have to encourage that to come forward, both of you. You have to encourage any way of your self-nurturing. It's also the part that allows you to hear your divine voice and follow it, okay? And then the masculine is, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take action around this. I have the power to take this out into the world. And when those two things come together, the child or the creation has enough power behind it to actually be created. But you have to have the divine idea, and then you have to have the strength and the courage to take it out into the world. And what you all are asking yourselves to do, and we all are, by the way, is that I, within D, create and choose that balance of masculine, feminine, child within me. I'm asking my paramour to be the balance of masculine, feminine, and child within him. And then when we come together in union, to know that that union of two strengths actually creates a union of strength, because we discovered in a private this week that there was a belief that when we came together, we were weaker, which doesn't make any sense. And I fly to the statement again for everybody: things cannot make sense to you anymore. You've got to let go of, well, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. If we are going to move, and we are moving, into, we're already there, expanding into the field of all possibilities, that means there's all these possibilities that we've never even considered or been aware of before. That's how much we're expanding. So you can't be stuck in your head to this makes sense, right?
Yes.
Now, this is kind of a mini version of what the relationship workshop is about. So I want to get clear with you why you both came into this relationship, okay? Where is the gift, and what are you each trying to learn? Because you're different sides of the same coin, and that's the beauty of all relationships, okay?
Yes.
So you came into this relationship. Get into my heart space totally here. Going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet. I'm going to the genetic list here. One, two, three. Okay, that your divine right destiny is to be the creator that you are. That's what you came in to learn. Not that somebody else takes care of you, governs you, tells you what to do, or creates for you in any way. That your divine right destiny is to be God. She came in to learn that everyone gets to be their own God, and it's not her. She's only the God of her. She's the creation of her. But you see, if you have two people, and this is, so excited about this workshop because of this. If you are going, let's say there's a crowd of 1,000 people, and you put up your hand and you go, hey, I'm a person who needs help in creating me. Anybody out there? I'm a person that who needs help in creating who I am. And she puts up her hand and she goes, hey, I want to help people create who they are. Anybody out there need some help? You're going to find each other.
Yeah.
So that you can come together to learn that it's all about you, and that she can learn it's all about you, and that it's all about her, and she's just got to get on creating her. Is this resonating with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So that's the answer to your question, and believe me, it served thousands of people. So thank you, Tina, for bringing that in.
Thank you, sweetie pie.
You bet. And we're going to Damari in New Hampshire.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hey. Well, my question has to be regarding co-creating money consciousness with other people.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I decided that I would stay at home and focus on our kids and the family, and that he would bring in the money through his work, which he actually works through with commissions.
Okay,
and
so
he divides the commission with other people.
Hang on a minute, Damari.
Okay.
Because there's something that needs to be balanced about the statement, we decided I would stay home and take care of the family. There's a part
okay.
of you that didn't decide that. Is that true?
Well, I am ready now to start working, and I made that decision this
yeah.
month.
Good. Okay, well, that's the energy that I was picking up on, because it's like, okay, I agreed because that's kind of what you wanted me to do, but that's really not where I'm at, and I want to go out and work.
Yes, and I wanted that when we decided it, but now I have taken out of that experience what I needed, and now I'm ready
yes.
to expand.
Okay, so will you claim that for me right now in this moment? Because you haven't really claimed it, that
okay,
I
yes.
am a woman who's successful in the workforce and makes money. There you go.
Yes.
Now, can you feel that little tiny shift of
yes.
I think I need to get out there, and I think I'm ready to. I'm going to do this.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
thank you.
Proceed, darling,
okay.
Please.
Okay. So I am choosing to experience that I am more than enough
mm-hmm.
in the area of money.
Mm-hmm.
And my question comes when right now the money is coming through his work. So is he also in harmony with that statement, I am more than enough? Because the bank account
does not show that. He is in harmony with it, I guess.
Okay.
But in your definition of I am more than enough money,
yes.
Subconsciously what you're doing is grouping yourself with him. So your definition of being more than enough money includes whether he is. And
right.
In this case, and this is what I was talking to with Tina, you see, mm-hmm. you have to create the completeness within you. The completeness of you is not dependent on his money making.
Right, so that's where my question lies. If I state it for myself, but I have not been out there making money yet, all the money has been coming from him, so I just wanted more clarity as to how that creation works.
Okay. The clarity is it is already created, especially now because we've shifted energy to say I'm committed to this, because that's mm-hmm. what the show is about, commitment. So in this moment of now, are you defining yourself as a woman who is committed to making more than enough money on her own?
Yeah.
And are you committed then to also allow your husband to make more than enough money on his own?
Yes.
And then as a couple, you come together, and your union has to then make more than enough money. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So you have created that energetically already. As soon as you commit to anything, guys, as soon as you say, I am a woman who makes more than enough money, and I choose to feel joyous and excited and sexual and happy around that, and I hold my focus on that in joy with an open heart, it must be created for you. And your job is to make sure that those four simple points of creation that you are consciously choosing to do those in every moment of the now until the manifestation shows up. You don't stay looking for it. You don't go, what the hell is happening? Why isn't it here? Your job is, that's what I'm doing. I choose to feel happy and joyful around it. I hold my focus on it, and my heart is open and full of love. And then you follow every divine idea and hit and take action around everything that gives you joy. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
That's it in a very simple nutshell. And, guys, the channel is saying I could expand, but there's nothing to expand to. That is the simplicity of creation right there.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is to choose to do it in every moment, okay? So look at money. Money, guys, is an emotional, well, everything is an emotional creation. You know, it's like any relationship. If I'm going to be loved by money, I got to love money. I got to respect it. I want to be with it. I want to give it time. I want to address its concerns, right? Treat it like a beautiful, sacred relationship, and it will love you back. Okay?
Yes.
Fabulous. Thank you for that call, Damari. Many blessings.
All right. Thank you.
And Miss Sherry in California. Hi, honey.
Hey, how are you, delightful, delectable D?
Oh, I am delightful and delectably delirious since last night. I think I slept in an excitement mode last night.
Oh, I bet you did. It's, well, what's interesting, I couldn't make last night, and I'll listen to it as soon as it comes up.
You will not be disappointed, Sherry. We expanded ourselves like unbelievably. So what's up with you, baby?
Well, I could feel something. Well, when you just talked about it at the beginning of the show, I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm sure you probably answered my questions with that. But when I called a couple of weeks ago and I talked about getting to the biggest, to me it was the biggest block of my life, you know, that I was so excited to finally get to and to understand, to clear. But there was a little piece of it yesterday that I worked on that came in. And for some reason, I knew it had to do with what you were going to talk about last night. It was about the energy of rejection and how to deal with that. But I think you answered it with what you talked about.
Well, I answered it, but let me, for everybody who will not choose to listen to forgiveness, let me say it very clearly. Go to your heart. And whomever rejected you, and the part of you that rejects yourself, send it love. Now, we've heard this a million times. Last night, we experienced it. And it is truly the experience of falling into your heart in the magnificence that you are, and choosing to send love and experience the greatness of the love that you have, to send that out into all the world, to everyone whom we perceived has hurt us or rejected us or abandoned us, raped us in any way, that to experience the freedom of who we are. I can feel it again, that we open our hearts through choice and send love out. And in that way, we transcend the need to forgive or to be forgiven in any way.
Wow.
So I invite you all, don't just listen to the words, listen to the experience.
Absolutely.
Because I cannot tell you what happened on that call last night. We were all just, well, amazed. And it wasn't just the words, but what happened was literally shifting ourselves into the experience of the divine love that we have been claiming now for 2 years.
I can feel it now. That's so cool.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I can feel it too.
You know, I think that was probably one of the, I felt like there was one last piece too for me. I felt like that's it for moving forward and expanding who I am and what I'm doing in, because I always felt there was a little something I had to get to because things are moving, but I just feel like now there was something that I needed to look at so that I can explode out.
Well, and more. I think, guys, you know, I hear that. I think I heard it twice last night, as a matter of fact. And what the channel is saying to me is that last thing is that final leap over into the experience of the Christ love, the divine love. So it's going from I know into the knowing of the experience. Do you understand?
I'm getting goosebumps. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
Yeah,
I'm filled up with the spirit, as they say.
Whoa!
And you can, you know, you can feel when you've made the shift. And we actually stopped last night and just all got quiet, so that we could pull up. And I invite you to do this, everybody. The shift is so amazing. You know, pull up everybody, including yourself, that you feel you have ever needed to forgive or be forgiven by, and just live in the experience of sending out love. We have to take a short break.
Okay.
So much thanks, Sherry. We are done,
thank you
for bringing that
love
one in.
You.
We'll
thank
be
you.
Right back, guys.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.